If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Does this bride owe her guests a sorry? Does she need to apologize? Is it wrong for a vegetarian bride and groom to have an all-vegetarian wedding? Do you feel like that's not cool? You're like against that? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. If you think the bride and groom should apologize or did something wrong about just having a vegetarian wedding, well, they're facing a lot of backlash after they had a meat-free wedding. They had a little over 40 guests. Her parents called it selfish, threatened to even skip the wedding if meat wasn't served.
Oh, parents?
Her parents, yeah. They say, look, you should have options for both. This isn't like you have a vegetarian option and a meat option. That's what you should do. There's not a meat option for people who are clearly carnivores and can only eat meat. Did having a plant-based wedding, is that disrespectful to other guests?
I don't think there's really anything wrong with it. This is their day, their wedding. They're the ones that have to fund this thing. They'll probably save money by not buying.
Yeah, that's maybe, probably cheaper.
And
but maybe they say maybe they're the one who funded it. What if some? If you're going to keep by traditions, sometimes
family helps. Even if they let's take the cost out of it. It is their day. It's their wedding. Maybe the meat makes them skittish and uncomfortable or something.
Yeah, they said they're heavy vegetarians.
So yeah, it's your wedding. Do what you want.
Yeah, I kind of agree. But also,
maybe you love the meat.
I would feel really judged, like, hanging out with this couple after the fact and ordering meat. Like, if we were to go out to eat, I'd be like, oh, so they're definitely judging me. They hate that I eat meat.
Do you think it's okay to have veg? I'm against this. I don't think that's fair. I think, okay, if you
Your wedding day isn't to appease everybody else.
It is. I know
it's
you guys.
Not.
It's the most cliche line ever. It is my day. It's the couple's day. Yep. And then you start breaking it down and so many decisions happen when planning a wedding to appease other people.
Like
you,
what?
Like mom and dad constantly. Prayers they want read, what you wear for the wedding, if mom and dad want you to wear and change something for the borrowed thing. There's where people's seating arrangements are, what songs are being played. It is constant making sacrifices because you are throwing probably your biggest party that you'll ever have, and you need to think about and accommodate guests. You do that all the time. If grandma can make it down, if grandma can make it to the wedding or not, you just constantly are making decisions that are for other people when planning the wedding. And I don't think it's ridiculous to say, hey, we don't eat meat, but we know other people do, and this is an option. I just think it's fine.
Kind of judging the way you kind of told the story, too, that the parents are outraged about this tells
me. They do seem a little extreme.
Well, no, but it tells me that, okay, even though this couple is vegetarian, they're not extreme vegetarians. Because if you kind of know that going in, you probably already realize there's going to be that note that says, you know, the couple wishes to, you know, have you enjoy their vegetarian lifestyle for the dinner or whatever. So they're going to
That's pretty good, Kev.
But they're going to already tell you that meat's not going to be an option. It seems that a lot of people were caught off guard by this.
I don't know why people would even be surprised if they're both vegetarians. I think it'd be a bigger shock to have a big pork sit in the middle of the table. Yeah.
Because, like, as long as I'm getting fed and I'm full, I don't really care what I'm eating.
Because not everyone's getting fed.
Celebrating the couple?
I was just going to point that out, because not everyone's getting fed. So that's the other reason. So they serve spring rolls. Spring rolls have like a million different veggies and different things in there that people might not eat or enjoy. Hannah, you are a very picky eater. You went to a wedding. You gave them a wedding gift. You get all dressed up and you eat nothing because you don't eat that. You would be pissed.
You didn't pay for the meal.
Well, you pay for your you kind of do, because you have to give them a gift.
Yeah.
And it ends up being, your rule is you're supposed to pay for like what your plate is. You're right. Supposed to, you know, that's what the gift should cover your plate. Mm-hmm. Well, my plate is a bunch of vegetables and I don't eat it. I think you need to make accommodations so people come to your wedding and have something to eat. I think it's also messed up for you not to have a vegetarian option on your, like, either.
Oh, my. We cannot appease to everybody. That's going to be impossible.
It's not appeasing everyone. It's just giving options. It's saying, hey.
But then you got my sister who's gluten-free. Are we going to have to also do a gluten-free plate and a this plate? And she's allergic to this. He's allergic to this. Where does it stop?
Right. I definitely agree with AB. Get what you want, the bride and the groom.
All right. Did this bride and groom take it too far with having an all-vegetarian wedding? Is that controversial? Do you need to think about the guests? A lot of guests were felt like that wasn't cool. They didn't have a meat option. 855-444-6342. It's 855-444-MEGA. Did this bride and groom owe their guests an apology? They actually had an all-vegetarian wedding. They're both bride and groom are vegetarians. They invited everyone, and there was no meat option. Her parents called it selfish. They even threatened to skip the wedding. Do you think having an all-vegetarian wedding is selfish? Do you think you need to consider your guests and what they would like, if it's enjoyable for your wedding? 855-444-6342. 855-444-6342. Mega. Hannah, you think it's the bride and groom's day. You can have whatever you want on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
But yep. I want to see you go to a wedding and eat nothing and then come back and say, well, that was just lovely. I just had a wonderful time.
Well, you know what? If I know it's going to be a vegetarian wedding, I can pack meat in a Ziploc bag and go out in my car and bash if it's that big of a deal.
I'm curious if people knew it was a vegetarian wedding. I guess usually, like, on the invitation, you have to click, like, what you like, right?
Your food option. Yeah, the chicken option. Or your fish or
usually
whatever.
Chicken or fish or chicken or the vegetarian option.
Yeah.
I wonder on the invitation, you don't have to click anything because you're eating vegetarian, so they might not even know. Like, we didn't even give these people an option. You're just eating spring rolls. I just feel like if I went and just had spring rolls at a wedding, I would feel like, damn, you want me to come to this wedding? We're celebrating this thing. It's one of the biggest parties you throw, and this party sucks. It's the same way you get judged if you don't have open bar. The open bar is not for the bride.
You definitely get judged.
Yes, and you talked about bride and groom.
I didn't even know that was an option.
Yes, and you get judged if you don't do it that way. And people are always like, hey, you got to have open. It's because your wedding is your day, but you're also throwing a party for your guests. You want them to enjoy your time. Olivia had called in and said, you know, if you're going to invite everyone, you have to have an option for everyone. Sarah or Kara, what do you feel? Do you feel like this vegetarian wedding is offensive or not?
I think it's completely offensive.
Okay.
I think it goes back to your point that it's a party. And if you want it to be about you and your day, then you can go elope, or it just can be you and your husband and go have a good time. But when you're throwing a party, just like you would do at home, you'd have options for soda, and you should have the same thing for food as well.
Damn, well said.
Yeah,
if you want it to just be only about you, then make it sure that it's only you there. You have to accommodate your guests.
That was a mic drop.
Kara comes in swinging for vegetarians.
Literally. She wants the meat.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.